Chapter 4. A New Girl on the Block.
You don't come into my room when I'm gone, do you?
Mr. Buster, our favorite boarder, rubs my head on his way past. He heard Mr. Davenport and me this morning, I suppose. I settle myself on the parlor floor to fold clothes. I do not go in nobody's room. My friend Jonah disagrees, saying that once I went into his mother's bedroom while she was taking her Saturday bath. She has not liked me much since, he tells him. I fold another towel, thinking about all the feet and fingers that get dried on it. Ears, too. Mr. Piers blows his nose on them when he thinks no one is looking. That's why I wear wool gloves when I help Auntie wash. Mr. Buster sits down in the burgundy smoking chair underneath the stained glass windows. Cranked open wide, they blow the curtains and send a warm breeze around the room.
That man. I saw him in that casket once.
He looks up at the ceiling. Juice from a tomato drips down the corner of Jonah's mouth, like vampire blood. Standing in our garden, talking through the open window, he advises Mr. Buster against bringing up devils and vampires.
'Cause she will believe you.
Are you sure it was Mr. Davenport? I ask.
Mr. Buster packs his pipe with tobacco. Sure as I am that your aunt's the best cook in town, he winks.
I think about the ring. What if Mr. Davenport goes to the basement and tries to steal it? I stand up. From the dining room, Auntie tells me to sit and finish folding. How can I? I have to rescue the girl. Jonah comes inside, wiping his hands on his pants. Mr. Buster sticks a pipe in his mouth and opens the newspaper. He's looking for a new job. A Negro can have his choice of anyone he likes in this day and age, he believes. Of course, Jonah wants the baseball section. Satchel Paige is his favorite player, but Jackie Robinson and the Dodgers are the talk of the town.
They hiring at the funeral parlor, I see.
Mr. Buster folds the paper in half.
Pays good money, and you don't get back talk from nobody, he laughs. Get it?